So what if instead of focusing on trying to figure out alcohol, you tried to figure out yourself? You learned how to do all of the things that you think alcohol is doing for you, but better. You tapped into really understanding what the messages from your body meant and how to use your emotions to your advantage and how to really expand your desires to get what it is you finally really want and have real, lasting, sustainable pleasure. That is possible for you, and it is all available to you in the self-study course, The Naturally Sober Woman. It is everything that I teach my one-on-one clients, but it is compact for you. Lifetime access on demand at a super affordable price available to you right now. You're going to go to my website, marywagstaffcoach.com. Right there, it'll say self-study course, or follow the link in the show notes right here. Get in there. One short video, just the welcome ceremony. There's a beautiful commencement ceremony that really anchors you into your intention for wanting to make this change into your life, will change your life forever. It'll put you on a trajectory of new possibility, because the bigger your desire is, the easier it's going to be to say goodbye to alcohol. So go on over to my website, get inside of The Naturally Sober Woman, and I will see you in there.
Welcome, welcome. My name is Mary Wagstaff. I am a life coach who ended a 20-year relationship with alcohol without labels, counting days, or ever making excuses. In this podcast, we will explore my revolutionary approach to quitting alcohol that breaks all the rules, amazing stories from women who are throwing a better party because of it, and how you can stop drinking and start living. This show is not a substitute for rehabilitation, medical treatment, or advice, so please talk to a health professional if your alcohol consumption is a risk to your mental or physical health. Now on with the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to 40 Days to Freedom from Alcohol. This is your sacred journey from self-sabotage to self-reclamation. Honor yourself, applaud yourself, and let's just start by taking some deep breaths together. I am here lighting a candle for you and for this journey, because this is the opportunity to really examine why this is important. If we don't have a big why, an unflinching why of doing this work, of changing our relationship to alcohol, it will continue to be a struggle. And you might not have that biggest feeling of inspiration right now, but the process of discovery, the journey of the self, is to get curious about how you're interpreting your current circumstances. So welcome to week one. I am literally lighting a candle for you, for us, for this journey together, because this journey is not done alone. And what I've learned over the last couple of years about the idea of sacred sisterhood and why the interviews that you listen to are so powerful is because we can see ourselves in one another, and we know that we're not alone. And we all face challenges, and we all go through tough times. But knowing that the power of being a woman and showing up in different phases of our lives is something to really hone in on, to utilize and to use for your benefit, for your growth. And I would invite you to take the opportunity. I know so many people listen to podcasts in the car, but even if you are in the car, just really staying present and really taking these next six episodes to listen to without interruption in a time when you can really be alone and tune in. And it would be nice if you weren't driving, or you could have some time to close your eyes or take notes, or even do, I may guide you through some practices in some of these. So it would be nice to be able to do that. But of course, I know that we're not in an ideal world all the time. But if you have the time just to note for yourself, you could pause and come back. So that's just a little side note. So wherever you are, and if you're in a safe place where you can close your eyes, I'll invite you to do that. And start by inhaling through the nose and exhale a nice sigh out through the mouth. Really let it all out nice and deep. Even squeeze the belly a little bit. We don't often fully exhale. And then again, take another deep breath in through the nose. Full exhale. And one more time. Exhale. And then bringing your awareness into your heart. If you have a candle for these times, these episodes, you can light your candle. But if otherwise, notice a flame that lives in the heart. And as commencement to a ceremony, to a sacred journey of the self, see that flame being lit and brightened. And with each breath you take, that flame becomes more bright. And with each exhale, it becomes more expansive into your body. So this moment is your opportunity to commit right now, no matter what, to yourself and the process of unraveling your relationship around alcohol by discovering who you are on a deeper level right now. You are stepping into the threshold of the next phase of your life. So please take this as a serious commitment to yourself. Decide right now. I am committing to showing up for myself for the next 40 days as a practice to reinterpret my vision of how I see alcohol, to reinterpret how I see my life, to explore and expand upon what's possible for me. And as you make this commitment to yourself, really feel into the sacredness of your life. This is your life. And this is why I decided to do this, because we only get to do it one time in this body, one time. And you do not want to spend one more moment of it hazed and forgetting what it means to be fully alive, to be fully human. And you don't want to wake up in a year from now feeling shame and regret again. And that's why I do this work, because I know what that feels like. And it is such an important opportunity to make a commitment right now to yourself. Regardless if you drink or you don't drink, you are going to examine this relationship and you're going to investigate it further, because there is more to it than meets the eye. And this isn't about going back to rehash the past of, you know, mommy drama or whatever, our mother wound, but there is part of that. But from that knowing, we take that and we transmute it into power, that this life from this moment forward is ours. And the past is done. It's gone. It has no more power over us anymore unless we allow it to. But the recognition of that is what gives us even more power. So this is something you may never have done before. You may have never been in ceremony with yourself, but I'm telling you, it is the work. It is the deep work that will create the foundation for you for the rest of your life, wherever you are at with your relationship to alcohol. And it will also create the framework that you start to, little by little, slow down your reactivity time. When things aren't serving you and you feel off, you'll question why? And you'll start to see it in every little bit of your life. And you'll start to say, wow, that's just a thought. No wonder I feel that way. That's an interesting story I've created around my limitations. And that's an interesting story that I'm allowing someone else to control my feelings and my interpretation of the world. This is about power for yourself. But once we shine that inner light brighter and we own it, we are a gift to everyone we meet. You're a gift to everyone that you meet right now, but you exude love, kindness, energy, because you're giving it to yourself first. And regardless if you have children, a business, a job, you are your number one priority. You cannot give of yourself fully, even though you're responsible maybe for other people's lives. You take a small amount of time for yourself in this moment, every day, and it will matter. And we begin. So week one is the commitment to the self. You are here because you have heard the call. So this week is about answering that call, and it is the descent inward. It is starting to look at how you interpret the world from the inner perspective, and really just starting to slow down and always coming back to your center. And what I would like to invite you to do for this next week, and no matter when you're starting this, if you're not starting it on the Wednesday, it's okay. You can, you know, you can continue on because the practices will add on to one another. So for this week, I want you to commit to yourself 10, 20 minutes every day in the morning to taking some time to sit with yourself, with your journal, with a candle, or just outside being 10 minutes just for you. Wake up early if you need to. Go to bed later. Take a shorter lunch. Don't eat if that's what you need to do. We're all adults. We can maneuver our schedules, right? What serves you? I always kind of laugh when I hear adults being like, that's my like whatever time. And I'm like, you're in charge of your schedule. Like just, you know, whatever, postpone it or whatever. Like we can't be so rigid all the time. If we want change to happen in our world, sometimes we have to change, right? We have to call on help. We have to say to our partner, if there's one in the house, hey, I'm going to be doing this. I need you to do this, please. So commit to that. I would definitely get a notebook where you can write things down, and whatever it is, just having all of these thoughts in one place. So this isn't about taking a break, right? So many people like take a break from alcohol. They have a dry January or whatever, so they can kind of prove to themselves, or detox. None of that is bad or good. This is not about proving that you can take a break. This is about shifting your perspective to see what lies beyond. Because the way in which I take my clients through the journey of changing their relationship to alcohol isn't just alcohol's gone and everything's the same. No, there is beyond. Your awareness for what's possible is expanding. You are going to blow your own mind and see the world in a brand new way, understanding that you're in control. You're in control. Your interpretation is all of it. This is the process of saying yes to you by reclaiming your truth as your identity. So what we believe to be true is what we identify with. And the reason that you're here is because that's not your truth. That truth, that alcohol is your identity, that it's wrapped up in everything you do, that you have, you know, a dozen hobbies, but you drink in and around all of them, that you are only able to kind of relax and everyone thinks mommy's a little bit more fun after you've had a couple of glasses of wine, that you can only be sexy and get in the mood when you've had a drink with your partner, that that's what intimacy means, that that concert that you go to will never be the same without alcohol. That is not the truth of who you are. You're not a lot. That is not in alignment with your values. And most people don't have a values assessment, right? So this is about, this first week is simply about this, about answering the call and saying yes and commitment. And so that is the big piece of it. Can you commit? Can you take not doing it off the table altogether? So there's two things we can do in life. One thing that serves us or it doesn't, right? And for this next 40 days, you're going to decide, even when you think it doesn't matter, because what you've been doing so far hasn't worked, right? This relationship with alcohol is not working in some way. So why not? What if this changed your life forever? If you committed to that belief, this 40 days is going to change my life for good for the rest of my life. It will. So show up with that belief and know that this isn't about me. This isn't about Mary Wagstaff. This is about you committing to yourself, taking not doing it off the table. This is also about having to say yes to, first to vulnerability. Because when we start to examine this relationship with alcohol, you have to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to be willing to be wrong. That all of those things that you thought were so true about alcohol are not true for you anymore. They may never have been true. You are going to see alcohol when the switch flips in your brain. And you start to rewrite those patternings because of inquiry, because of curiosity, because of questioning further, everything changes. And it seems trivial maybe right now to think, could just saying I'm committing to myself make that big of a difference? But it makes all the difference. I just heard Brené Brown say that one of the first pillars of courage is vulnerability with curiosity. So vulnerability, and you know she's the vulnerability queen. Vulnerability is your ability to open, because why not? What do you have to lose at this point? Someone else thinking you're weak, or you thinking you're weak? If someone else thinks you're weak, but you're working on your strength, that won't matter. But if you have to wake up every day and face yourself because you can't commit, that's what matters. So this is 40 days. You've lived a long life. If this was an entire year, that still would be nothing in the scheme of things. So throughout this first week, you're going to make the commitment to yourself, and I will write these in the show notes, about saying yes to being vulnerable, about the willingness to be wrong, and committing, taking not doing it, not investigating this relationship further off the plate. It's gone. There's not even a question anymore. So you may have been sitting on the fence. You may have been listening to these podcasts. You've been probably reading some other Quitlet. It's done. This is the time. You're going all in, okay? And this is also so healing for other things that are going to come up, other reasons you've been drinking, things you've never dealt with before. This is going to give you the framework and the courage to look at all of those things. Because why not? What's the worst a feeling can do? Yes, there could be things in the past that are very traumatic, very exposing. And if something throughout this process comes up that feels very triggering and it feels very emotionally disturbing and you feel like it's more than you can handle, I want to make sure that you seek the support you need through a mental health professional or a family member. So I haven't had that experience in any of the work that I've done, but I'm just putting that out there because it is a possibility that something could happen that could really trigger you. But I want you to know that this work is deep and you can handle it, that you can handle anything. So there are going to be a list of questions that I will read to you, but I'm also going to leave them in the notes for each episode that I want you to go through and answer. And I want you to go through and answer them every day for the next week, because they're going to be a little bit different. And I want you just to really think about them and open yourself up to possibility and open yourself up to being wrong. Because why? What are you, who are you proving something to? Yourself? So you have had that call, the call that something is not right. And that is the calling of your highest self. And I dare say your soul self, because I believe we do have a connection in our greater awareness, our consciousness, with a higher part that that universal creativity that flows through us. And I just can't wait for you to see that part of yourself continue to become alive, because you might be completely functioning and out in the world. You might be making things. You might be writing a book, creating art. You might be doing all sorts of things. Parenting takes a lot of creative genius. But you are just skimming the surface, because once the channels start to open and you're not just going over that same pathway again and again and again and again and again of, you know, work, drink, sleep, which is what it ends up being, you are going to become a channel for your creativity. The way you look into the eyes of the people that you love, the way you look at the trees and the sun and the stars will change. And I want you to be open to that. Why not? It might seem cheesy to you right now, but that is the essence of life. I look at my son now in such a different way. I look at him and I look at his mind and how he's interpreting the world and how he's interacting with it, and how he's learning. And it blows me away. And it changes my life. I can just be with him and let him be him. And I can get so much out of that, so much satisfaction. So there is a book called Avalon Within, A Sacred Journey of Myth, Mystery, and Inner Wisdom, which a lot of the interpretation that I'm weaving into the five shifts kind of comes from this book, actually, by Jenna Tellendrew, and I'll put her in the notes too. But I just wanted to read you a little excerpt. And in this section, she's talking about the path to wisdom. And so what is wisdom? We think about someone that's wise, that has many more years, but I don't really believe that that's true. I believe we all have innate wisdom, because energetically we are coded to all that is and all that ever will be. And so the potential for possibility lives inside of the present moment. It lives inside of our experience. And wisdom is really just growing awareness. And so not being there, you're only as far as you can get with what you know, right? I mean, so you're here now and you're expanding your awareness. You're expanding your interpretation of what's possible. So she says, we too tend to become fixed in our past and learn to react to our environments based on what was rather than what is. Until we come to acknowledge that we exhibit coping mechanisms and defenses based upon past experiences to which we need no longer cling, the present will always be interpreted through the pain of our wounds rather than the clarity of our wholeness. We must fight to bring these aspects of self into the light, transforming them through illumination, reclaiming energies engaged in order to maintain. Self-destructive patterns provide us with renewed resources which to manifest the potential of our highest selves. Descent into the shadow brings with it a commitment. It signals a willingness to examine damaging patterns of our lives with honest, self-appraising eyes. Examination is a crucial part of growth. So this kind of says it all. And this part about the present will be interpreted through the pain of wounds rather than with clarity of our wholeness. And that can be interpreted for many things. That's really just saying that we are continuously interpreting the future with what was. And I talk about this in our five shifts, is that the willingness and the belief that your future of possibility is not based on your interpretations of the past. We have to be willing, and we have to be willing to see into a different future. And we know this is true because we've done so many things in our lives. You weren't yet a parent. The job you have, you didn't have once before. So you believed in a future that was possible that you hadn't yet done. Now, maybe it's because you were able to see that reflected in the world. There was a lot of other people doing that same thing. So you kind of had that confirmation bias where you were able to prove that to yourself. So it seemed a little bit more tangible. And alcohol has clouded and brought this veil of illusion right now over everything, that even though there are people in the world that don't drink and have a shitload of fun, you can't see that. And you're going to continue to create proof that there's only one way to enjoy yourself. There's only one way to relax. There's only one way to have me time and downtime. But right now, the opportunity is to say, yeah, that may have been the way, but I'm really going to try to believe into a different way, because not all people that don't drink never drank. Not all people that don't drink want to drink. And I'm here to tell you that. And if you've listened to any of the interviews on the podcast, none of those women want to drink and don't. They are all choosing to not drink because their life is better because of it, because they don't need it anymore. And there's no blame or shame around alcohol, and we know that. So this is it. This is the time. And so there's two practices I want you, besides the questions that I think you will be so, so supportive of this first week of commitment. There's two practices that when you're making decisions throughout this week, I would love for you to do. And so I'm going to teach you what's called box breathing. And it's just like it sounds. It's a four-part inhale, hold for four counts, exhale deeply for four counts, and then hold at the end. So when you feel reactive and when you feel like, screw it, it doesn't matter, you're going to tune into this, because what happens with the breath is the breath brings us back into the body. It brings us back to our center and back to where we are, instead of fight or flight or in the mind. And we really want to be and start to work from this place of presence, the present moment at our center. So there's two things you're going to do. You're going to do the box breath. So we'll just do one for example. So inhaling to the count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold the breath. Exhale to the count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Really exhale through the nose. Hold the breath on the exhale. 1, 2, 3. And you're just going to do that three times. You can do it longer if you need to, but three times will start to shift automatically. And then you're going to tune into your five senses just quickly. What do I see with a breath? What do I hear? What do I smell? What do I taste? And how, you know, what sensations do I feel? Is it the floor underneath your feet? Are you sitting? Is it the clothes on your skin? Is it the temperature? So box breathing for three rounds, and the tuning into the senses, the five senses, and that's it. And then make your decisions from there. Make your decisions with clarity and centeredness from there. So that's going to start to tune you into responding rather than reacting. Now, thought work does come into this, but if when you're so far away from the physical body because of alcohol, it's really hard to kind of get in back into that place. And that's where I want to really bring you first back to yourself, back to center, because alcohol is taking you away from all of those things, from interpreting all of those things. Now, you can use these while you're drinking. And I wanted to say the invitation. Also, I don't want anyone to not do this because they don't want to take a break, but the invitation is, if you can and you are drinking, not drinking for 40 days and committing to that. Now, you might simply say, you know what? Not today. I'm going to do this work. I'm going to tune into the breath. I'm going to tune into my presence and see what's going on. And I'm going to trust this process. And I'm really going to believe that this is the answer. Because what if it is? What if this changes your life? You don't know. You never tried it. 40 days of not drinking and tuning into this practice, you will change your life. I guarantee that. So here we go. You guys are amazing. What are your values? 5 values. I did a podcast on the life intention, episode 8. I want you to go back and re-listen to that, but briefly, your 5 core values, Google values list, you'll find them. Then make a sentence about them. These are my core values. So this is, what do you want to represent? How do you want to be in the world? How do you want to inspire others? What does it mean to be a woman in her power and be a feminine leader, female leadership? Guaranteed, you are the leader of something in your life, your house, your dog, your kids, your work. You run the show somewhere. And so what does that mean? How do you want to represent that? So that's where those values are going to come from. And then you're going to make a little mantra for yourself. So this week's work is to tune into this, make your life intention, episode 8, the box breathing and the sensory check-in. Now, I would like for you to do all 3 of those things first thing in the morning for those first 10 minutes when you take your time. Before you even get out of bed, do your sensory check-in before your mind starts to run away with the tasks for the day. And just, you'll notice, it's amazing how quickly and easily you wake up, and before you're even out of bed, you're already like on to the next thing. And why does this work so much and is so important when you're changing a relationship to alcohol is because the present moment is where you're making decisions from. And I'm not going to get into that this week because this process doesn't happen overnight. I just want you to start to get into the practice of slowing down, noticing where you are in time and space, noticing your breath and just tuning into that. I want to take this nice and slow because I want to set you up for success one layer at a time. And because when we start to make decisions from the present moment, we can start to question further, is this really what I need? But we're going to add on to that in the coming weeks. So if you have any questions about this first week of answering the call of you, of yourself that has been buried and drowning in alcohol. I want you to know that this is such an amazing opportunity. I am so humbled and so grateful to be able to guide you through this process. And the invitation is so that I can start to collect comments and questions and interpretations or whatever throughout this entire, the next 5 weeks, so that the 6th week, with complete confidentiality, I will be able to answer everything on Q&A. And so if you start this later than the 27th, don't worry, just jump on board. You can add the weeks together, but I really want you to do this. I really want you to commit to this work. You have no reason not to. It's free. I'm here. I've got a lot of great information. And the other thing that I really wanted to say about why this first step of answering the call to your highest self is so important is because the person who you are with alcohol is a mask. It is a facade. And deep down, you know that. And that's the call that you're answering. It's partially, for me, I just felt so hypocritical all the time. And I was like, who is this person that thinks that all of the yoga and all of the healthy eating and exercise and being nice is counteracting dumping booze down my throat and, you know, half the time missing out on the most fun experiences and then, you know, trying to be a mom on top of that? And this isn't with shame, but it really was like wake up call, you know, who are you and who do you want to be? And so that's why the values assessment and creating the life intention is so, so super important. So on a final note, asking yourself, what is rising in me? What is this thing that I can almost taste? And every time I have a taste of alcohol, I think it's going to like fill this void and take me to a higher level, but it doesn't. So we know alcohol is not the answer. And that's the first step. Alcohol is not the answer. I'm committing to finding out what is. I'm committing to seeking the truth that lives inside of me. And knowing that it's there and it is possible. So really making that commitment that no matter how long it takes to go deep within and to seek the imbalance that is now my truth, we have to see where we are and where we want to be. And we have to highlight that. We have to bring it to light and to life. Congratulations on being here. This is just the beginning on a sacred journey. Feel it. Ask yourself, what is the most sacred thing that you've done? Maybe had a child, maybe been with a loved one who passed, maybe a relationship that you had, communing with nature, and maybe you don't have anything that you feel is a really sacred experience. You might be steeped in a religion or a practice that you love. Well, this is the time to turn that and commit. You are the altar. You are the temple. You are making the vows to yourself right now. And take it seriously and take it as such. And it might be like a nothing that you've ever done before, but throw yourself in, go for it, and just really dive into these next 40 days as the most important 40 days of your entire life. This is going to set you up for the rest of your life, and I can't wait. As you know, Mary at MaryWagstaffCoach.com. Email me, just put 40 day journey question or comments or whatever, and I'll get that. And then there's also the meditation portal. So if you kind of want to add a little bit of a practice, there's one 8-minute meditation called Full of Ease and Free of Worry. So you could add that to, if you had a half an hour just for yourself in the morning, I would really recommend adding on that little meditation to that. So I'll put the instructions or the week's work in the show notes for your self-inquiry practice. So just think of it as that. This is a self-inquiry practice. Who do you want to get to know better than yourself? Because from that place, you're going to make way better decisions. You're going to attract way cooler people into your life, more abundance. You're going to be coming from this abundant mindset. And the outer circumstances of the world, we never have control over. I want to do one more thing that I forgot before we get off of this call. So take a moment again to soften your eyes down. And in your mind's eye, imagine a wheel of change. And this could even be the world. So a wheel just moving around. It doesn't matter what it looks like. This is a wheel and it's spinning. And you are holding on to the edge of that wheel. And as it spins, you are just getting flung around in every which way. And you're holding on for dear life. And that may be how you feel right now. That you're just holding on as a victim of circumstance to change, that you have no control, you're stuck, you don't know how to get off, you don't know how to get on. And see how that feels. Feels very ungrounded. Now, you can release that image, come back to the wheel turning again. And then stick yourself cross-legged or standing like a warrior in a power pose. I always like to think of myself kind of meditating, but however you want to show up, stick yourself right in the middle of that wheel. And you're grounded and you're stable and the wheel is still turning, but you are in the center of this wheel. The wheel is turning around you and you can look up and you can pluck something from the top and you can reach down below, but it doesn't waver your stance. It doesn't waver the truth that is at the center of who you are and life is going to happen and it's going to turn and it's going to be jerky and shaky, but you are going to be gracefully responding to every circumstance from the center point of who you are. And in the center of your heart, you see that flame, that flickering flame that continues to grow brighter each time you show up to check in with yourself. Each time you show up to do this work, that flame becomes brighter and it reveals to you that which no longer serves you. The thoughts of the past that have limited you, the consumption of alcohol that is no longer your friend. Take this image and stick with it for the next 40 days and your life will change.
The process of unraveling your story outside of the confines of alcohol is truly a sacred and beautiful journey of the self. Rediscover who you are and a whole new world again. Stop by my website, marywagstaffcoach.com, to get instant access to the on-demand workshop of my revolutionary five shifts approach. And while you're there, you can sign up for a one-on-one consultation where we will create together your life intention. This is the framework for which all of your decisions around alcohol are made from your truest and highest self. In addition to working remotely worldwide, I host private one-on-one healing retreats at my sanctuary in Mount Hood, Oregon. I can't wait to connect.